to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Thank you so much, and you're tuning in live. I'm getting more and more of that. Oh, it's absolutely yummy. Thank you so much. We have fascinating guests on all sorts of topics, and today is no different. We're going to talk to Susan Walsh. She's a former corporate executive, now a speaker, an author, and a coach, and she's highly sought after and highly recommended as a transformational coach. You know, I always talk about those big $25 terms. We're going to ask her what that means. Some of the topics that we're going to talk about is her journey, her target clients, but what has all of this taught her and what price has she had to pay? So without further ado, we want to welcome our guest here on the Edge today, Susan Walsh. Welcome.
Thank you so much, April. Hello, and thank you for having me, and hello to the listeners. I'm really, really grateful and honored to be here today.
Oh, yeah, they're brains. They like that. They get off on that. They frequency go up when you call them a brain. Yep.
Well, they're smart to be coming
into
you. Yeah.
That's so good. So I want to talk about your corporate success. You know, what did you do? I hear you're a beast out there in the world. Tell me about that.
Well, that's the job I left, and I was a beast out there. You know, one of my clients, who was pretty tough himself, said I'm a formidable opponent. You had to get tough in the world of commercial real estate in New York. You know, you were going up against some pretty big names, names that you see in the news all the time, and those are your clients, and they're funding skyscrapers and, you know, 1,000-unit developments everywhere, and it was a tough negotiating game. And I got really good at it, and I became a persona of this really strong, you know, independent, fierce negotiator. And, you know, working down in the Wall Street area in the 80s and the 90s, it was quite an experience. It was great to do the work. The money was great. The perks were great. The benefits, the expense accounts, the vacations, the house.
Yikes, you got all that?
Yeah.
And
you know what? I did. And it, after a while, it just leaves you, it left me feeling empty.
Wow.
And, you know, because those things don't fill your soul.
Right.
You could have a big house. It doesn't fill your soul. The car, the vacation. I was living for my vacations. The way I described it is I had to check my soul at the door to go to work every day. That's how it became. And there's a lot of people living those kinds of lives, you know, working for the weekend, you know, all of that when there's an opportunity to be living a life that you're passionate about, like you're living, you know, like I'm living.
Right.
You know, there's a life that calls you to aliveness. Right.
So what did this all cost you? You know, to whom much is given, I always say much is required. Okay, and that's on many levels, good, bad, and ugly.
It is on many levels. And the first thing that came to mind was it cost me, I had to let go of who I was. And, you know, I'll speak for myself, and I know I'm speaking for my clients and other people that I've come in contact with. You know, there's a comfort zone in being who you are. Even if you're not happy, even if you're not fulfilled, you know it. It's familiar territory. And to let go of that can be terrifying. You know, it's like I was talking the other day about how one of my transformational courses, they put us on the edge of a cliff. And there was about a 200-foot drop, and you're standing there backwards. And they, and of course, you're all hooked up to a carabiner and a rope and everything. But they say, okay, now just take a big step back.
Oh, yeah.
And I did.
Wow.
And, you know,
it's really about
that's
trust.
What transformation feels like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's scary, and it's terrifying, and you're vulnerable. So as a result of what you had been through, you had, you know, struggles with alcohol and drugs. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Struggle is putting it mildly. I had, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. Yeah, it took me through a long period of my life, until I finally got clean and sober. And that was the foundation for everything else. I mean, that included homelessness and just a dark, really desperate time. I once in a blackout, drugging and drinking, I drove my car off this little embankment. And I went looking for my car the next day. I had gotten home somehow. I didn't remember how. I went looking for my car the next day. I thought it broke. I contacted the police, and they showed me my car. It was at the water's edge, just at the edge of this bay, which is like an ocean, and a boulder. It had hit this big boulder. There were no other boulders around. It was grace, because in the condition I was in, that car would have gone into the bay, and I would have been doing glub, 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 you know. Just a dark way to live.
And now you see the light, and you are shining it radiantly all over everything you do. Yes, you are. So tell my brains what you're
doing now,
how you're pouring into people, and what's growing organically from all that you've cultivated in your soil.
So what I'm doing now is I'm working with people who feel like there's something missing in their life. You know, like I was working and I felt like, what happened to my aliveness? What happened to my passion? You know, they're looking for some point in the future where they're going to feel good, you know. And I take them through a series of transformational exercises and principles, and we work with a place. I get people to vision, and most people, they never stop and vision what a life that they love would look like, right? And just think about that. What would that look like, a life that you love, a life where you're firing on all circuits in all areas, in your relationships and your health and well-being and your time and money freedom across the board, you know, and your vocation and your avocation, whatever your passion is. You know, what
you think
that
people
look
can
like?
Really, Susan Welch, you think people can really be that fired up? Really?
Oh, I know they can.
They can be fired on every cylinder? Wow.
I really do believe that's possible. I do believe that's possible. And one of the things I have is a life assessment on my website, which is free to people. And they can go and see exactly how fired up they are in all areas and which of the specific areas they want to focus on more. Because I think there's always going to be a little bit more in some areas than others. But we can bring a balance in. So
and
that
you have
balance
been endorsed.
And harmony.
Yes, you have been endorsed by some of the best, girl, Tony Robbins and Lisa Nichols. I mean, you know, you are no sloppy
John
second.
John Assaraf, Mary Morrissey. Yes, the greats. I mean, the greats. Yeah, I'm very, very pleased and privileged to have those endorsements and to have worked with those people. I mean, it was a lifelong dream. And anything is possible. You know, if we really... If we pour our hearts out and we put our vision, we get really clear on a vision. And I help people calibrate a vision because we're never taught visioning. We weren't taught that when we went to school. It wasn't modeled for us in our in-home environments. You know, we have to learn it. And I've learned that technique really, really well. It's in me. It's part of my cellular identity. And I help people get really clear on a vision for a life. And then we say, okay, so this is what your life looks like in 2 years or 3 years. What do we want to start doing now? What do we want to do in 2 years? What do you want to do in 1 year? What do you want to do in 6 months? Where do you want to be in 3 months? And we work
but you know what?
Actually,
sometimes when it's no months, what happens when you run into that client that's not your client? How are you able to also facilitate them? I like to ask people that question because coaching is also knowing the right people on the team. You know, and sometimes we can't provide those things. So, you know, if you had the opportunity to say someone that was not your client, how could you walk them through something that might be feasible or work for them moving forward? Does that question make sense?
Yes, it does. And what I do for people who I don't end up working with, how I love to serve, is I have something called a breakthrough session, and people can go to SusanWalsh.com/yes and sign up for the one if they're ready for transformation. But going back to the people who aren't ready, I help them create a vision for their life. I have a free vision toolkit. Even people who aren't ready to change are ready to dream. And even if people don't know how to dream, they know that they want a certain level of health and well-being, right? Everybody knows that. And even if you're in good health, there's a level of energy and a level of vibration and a level of enthusiasm that
right.
you can picture yourself having that maybe you don't have now. And that's the place to start with people who really don't know if they want to do this work, don't think they want to do this work. Let's get them clear on a vision for their life. They can opt in or opt out to do the work. Yes?
You know, and that's so valuable because that was about On the Edge is providing people options, real life options. And I love to have brains like you, Susan Welsh, on my show that are talking about that, but transforming in so many different ways. You know, maybe if this isn't a good fit for you, I still have options. I still want to work with you. I still want to serve. I still want to love on you. Thank you so much for loving on us. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you and some of the upcoming programs that you will be featured in. We're looking so forward to hearing more.
Sure, thanks. So there's two ways to connect with me right now. There's many ways, but I'm going to give you two. So if you really feel, if you know in your heart that there's something more and you don't know what your passion is, you don't know what your purpose is, but you want to know and you're ready to leave behind the life you have you're living right now and jump into something greater, then you can schedule a complimentary breakthrough session with me. I don't offer them all the time, but I'm offering them now. And you go to Susan Walsh, WALSH.com/yes. And there's a little brief questionnaire there. You answer a couple of questions and then you schedule an appointment with me. The other, if you are not sure, you'd like to learn more. What is all this transformation about? I just completed a beautiful training. It's interactive. It's experiential. I walk people through the transformation that I took in my life over these last 30 years of doing this transformational work. And so I have a live training coming up Tuesday, April 30th. At 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And if they want to sign up, and they'll also get a free gift there, just go to Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, .com/training. SusanWalsh.com/training. And you can go there and register for this live training on Tuesday. And I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. And you could ask questions on the training. It's a really, really phenomenal experience. I'm getting just such great feedback from the new ones that I've just done.
I'd love to connect
with brains there.
And they're sitting there on the computer anyway. You might as well absorb something wonderful. There's opportunities, there's learnings. You don't know what you don't know, brains. Isn't that correct, Susan?
Absolutely, and that's the place where what you don't know is where that's that rich, fertile soil for your transformation. It's there. It's there. That's the tapping into your infinite potential, and that's what I connect people to, getting them connected to their infinite potential.
Well, you're doing some heavy lifting, and I appreciate you coming here on the Edge with us. We're going to be looking forward to you. We're going to be looking at you, watching at what you do and at what you're pouring into people. I love what you said. You know, people are ready. If they're not ready to change, they are still ready to dream, and that is huge.
That's right.
That's an aha moment. And so I thank you so much for being here with me and my brains on the Edge, and we will contact you. We will put more information about you and your contact information on my web page. Follow me, Google, Instagram, Spotify, Mixcloud, iTunes, yada yada, all over the planet, brains. Okay? I'm here for you. Thank you, Susan.
Follow
Come
her.
Back,
She's
baby.
Awesome. Thank you, April. Thank you, brains. Bye.